Hey, friends. Welcome back to the More Jodi podcast. I'm Jodi, the girl who says what everyone is thinking, unapologetically myself, as often as possible. I used to see this as a problem, but now I see it as a gift. Vulnerability, connection, and embracing challenges are just a few of my very favorite things. And I'm here to help you push a little more, dig a little deeper, and see more possibility in your one beautiful life. Andy Rooney once said, "Everyone wants to live on top of the mountain, but all the happiness and growth occurs while you're climbing it." That is precisely what this podcast is about. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Happy Wednesday. I hope you're having an awesome day. I'm super pumped to have you tune in here with me today. Just a solo episode today, something that's been coming up a lot in my life. And I'm really curious because I feel like it's coming up in a lot of my friends' lives. But I really hope that you sit with this episode, that you really, you know, just get thinking about where your blind spots are in your own life. Ironically, I've wanted to record this episode for about 4 weeks. I'm in a mastermind with two girls, and each week we make commitments around the areas that we want to grow and move forward. And I've wanted to record this episode really for myself. But then once I started thinking and like just kind of letting this word roll around in my mind, I've been noticing other people's excuses and the depth of my own excuses. And so that's what we're gonna sit and talk about today is how strong are your excuses? And if you think about coffee, this is kind of what I was thinking about. I like really strong coffee. And I was thinking about how strong my will is. And that's something that, I mean, even as a young person, I think I drove my mom crazy, you know, being a strong-willed child. And yet at the same point, I want my boys to be strong-willed in certain areas. Obviously, I want them to comply with whatever I want and need them to do, you know, at any given moment. But I want them to be personally really strong-willed so that they stand up for what's right, so that they don't just go with the crowd, so that they think critically, so that they can counter what the culture is saying, because wow, our culture is getting pretty gnarly these days. So being strong-willed is a fantastic trait, in my opinion. This is a quote by John Foster Duels from declutterthemind.com. And he says, "The measure of success is not whether you have a tough problem to deal with, but whether it's the same problem you had last year." And I don't know, that is a powerful quote. And I'm not going to lie, I feel like that quote stings. It stings a little bit. The measure of success is not whether you have a tough problem to deal with, but whether it's the same problem you had last year. It makes me feel a little bit like an idiot, a little bit like a quitter, a little bit like a failure. And I am desperate to be stronger than my excuses. If you stop for a minute and think about the things in your life that you complain about, the things you struggle to push through, the cycles that you get stuck in, complaining over and over about the same thing. Zuby Music on Instagram is someone I really enjoy following. And he said this week, "Victim mentality is the real pandemic." Does this resonate? What are you victiming? I'm going to make a new word. What are you victiming over? Where are you choosing to be the victim because it's too damn hard? You can't see the next step and you can't seem to get motivated. And like so many of these things around, you know, be stronger than your excuses. These are cliches. We've heard so much. I remember when, I don't know if it was that social media was new and these quotes felt so vibrant and now they feel so tired. We're so tired of hearing these same cliches over and over. And as a mom, like I tell my kids all the time, you were made to do hard things. So step into them and expect that you're going to rise up. Like just don't even expect, just rise up, just do it. It's like when I walk into the ocean, I don't think about it. I don't walk slowly. I drive my body right into that ocean every time I go in. Because if I go slowly, I'm going to have a million excuses as to why I do not need to go into this water today. I don't know what comes up for you, you know, when I ask what complaint did you have last year that's a complaint you have this year about something in your life? And the ones that come up for me, these are so, I don't know, embarrassing or something, but weight loss. It's something I've been mentally working on my whole life. I've always loved fitness. Being active is probably one of my favorite things. Cooking is also one of my favorite things, and baking, and I'm really good at both. But you can't outrun your fork. And so over the years, I've slowly, slowly packed on the pounds. But as many of you know, I've been doing the Gina Livy method since January of 2022, and I'm down 20 pounds. And I'm very pleased, and I've never felt healthier. So as much as my why has changed, my why since turning 40 is that I want to be really healthy. So suddenly, I think I've noticed a shift in this category, because I have faced failure in this area. And like, I'm willing to work on so many parts of myself in my life where I see a finish line. I don't see the finish line with weight loss. And I think that could be something that holds me back a little bit. But I'm actively working on it, and I'm 100% trusting that consistency and dedication will pay off. I used to think that it was passion and big change and commitments, but now I really think that it's the little things. But in this area, I've only ever felt confusion and defeat. And when I feel confusion is one of my real big triggers for procrastination. Anytime I feel genuinely confused, I want to put that thing off. But the thing is, like, I'm not putting it off, or I'm not sitting there and mulling it over. I like put it out of my mind. When you put something out of your mind, you're no further ahead because you haven't brainstormed this at all. And so I think in the last couple years, as I've aged a few more, you know, I'm 40, like I said, my desire now to be as healthy as possible is actually, I'm kind of becoming more strong-willed in that area. So it's like, if I don't eat after 4 p.m., I sleep so much better. Well, sleep is one of, I think sleep and hydration are probably two of nearly the biggest categories for wellness. I truly think that they are. And so I think in those areas, when my desire meets my will, I'm going to see more success. But yeah, that's my one area I get really insecure, is that whole weight loss category. Just really stumps me, and I get confused, and then I'm like, don't think about it. And like, I sabotage myself in that area all the time. This one isn't very funny to me. You're going to think it's dumb, but it's weeds in my yard. And I just can't even with these. Like, I live in a rainforest climate, and the weeds grow like shrubs, and I want to die just talking about it. And like, the bugs that I find when I'm weeding, also, I can't handle that. And then the other day, like, hiring people out here on this island is not easy. I feel like it's hard to find people who want to do that kind of work, and I would happily pay someone. But it's a thing that I feel insecure about, because my parents did a great job of taking care and manicuring their own yards, and I hate it. I hate everything about it. And so I have weeds everywhere. And I also hate that. And I've been complaining about this for 3 years, and it's still something I'm complaining about, which then I'm embarrassed. How, when I'm a high functioning person, have I not found a solution for this thing? Whether it's, like I said, I picked all the weeds myself last year in one area, but I left another area. And it's, yeah, it's like I'm settling. Okay, next one, this podcast. So I want to grow this podcast, but I don't do the things I need to do. I don't lean in. I back out. And I'm so insecure about it. And it's an area where I don't have any like friends that I can be like, so when you did your podcast, like, I don't have that. So then it's all on me, all in my own head. And I'm so insecure about it. And I want so badly to have a radio style show with a co-host, and I need to make an ad to find a co-host, but even making the ad makes me feel sick. I feel like I'm online dating and I'm looking for my soulmate, and I fret in my head over this, I want to go to the next level. And yet this is my hobby. This drives my husband crazy because he's like, I don't get it. This is supposed to be a fun thing. Like, why are you stressed about it? Why do you have goals and deadlines for yourself around this podcast? This is something you do for fun. But I put so much pressure on myself because I believe in the future of this podcast. And I want this podcast to be great, but I am riddled with excuses week to week around it. And I'm noticing that I think a lot like a writer. I have passionate thoughts in the moment and ideas, but if I don't write them down, they are like a dandelion in the wind. They are gone. And it's like a missed opportunity. But I sit and I complain. And the podcast and social media algorithms make me feel weak. And like I said, if I don't work on it, then I'm never faced with failing. If I don't, you know, if I don't push forward, then I don't doubt and second guess myself. And if I can put it out of my head, then I don't have to sit in the emotion of it. But I know I need to push through or it wouldn't keep coming up in my life. And I'm really good at dropping something when I know that it's not for me anymore, but I always feel like this podcast is still for me. And I always want to do more things with it. I know I'm not done with it yet. And so why can't I make myself do the stuff I know I need to do? And I know why we do this. Like, these three areas stump me. And when I face these areas, I see my own weakness and something else. They make these areas, these three areas for me. And I don't know what your areas are, but I want you thinking about that. These three areas make me feel inferior. And I know it sounds crazy, but if you asked me who I want to be in business or who I am in business right now, I would tell you that I'm unstoppable. I would tell you that one day I believe I'll be a vice president of a big company. And I believe it. I absolutely believe it. But can I lose the last 20 pounds I need to lose? Can I have a weed-free yard? Will this podcast hit 1 million downloads? I honestly don't know that I believe any of those things. So it makes me ask, where is the divide? Why do we limit ourselves in such nonsensical ways? Like, weight loss should be the easiest thing I can achieve. And yet, I don't know, my desire to eat, to indulge on the regular, my desire to not be an all or nothing person makes weight loss tougher. Because I really, my desire, my will when it comes to what I want to eat is a lot higher than my desire to look skinny. But my desire to be healthy is coming up. So they're slowly rising up to meet each other. And that's where I think you become unstoppable when those things come together. When your why is as strong as your will, that's when you're going to see huge success. And Mark Manson from The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F says, what if you took responsibility for everything that went wrong in your life for a year? What if you owned it all? Isn't that a powerful question? And it kind of annoyed me when I first heard it, but then I've been marinating on it. And wow, that book, he says a lot of things that are kind, like, he says them almost like for a reaction, which I don't like, but there is such good stuff in that book that I think everyone should read it every January. It's such a good book. I highly recommend that. So that's where, ask yourself, what if you took responsibility for your marriage? What if you took responsibility for your parenting? What if you stopped making excuses for all the things you make excuses for? What if you owned it like it was yours to fix? That's really overwhelming. But if you take it and apply it to the things that matter the most, what could you be responsible for? What would taking responsibility change in that situation? Hey, friends, I know you're really into this episode, so I'm just going to take a few seconds of your time. I want to tell you about an incredible company out of Ucluelet, BC, Mint Cleaning, and its hilarious founders, Monica and Robin, are changing the face of the cleaning industry with non-toxic, eco-friendly, refillable products made in small batches with essential oils and love. They have been so gracious as to give my listeners 15% off their first purchase. If you go to mintcleaningproducts.com and use code JODY15 at checkout, you will get this incredible experience straight to your home, all the way from the West Coast of Canada. So please take a second, go give these girls a follow, Mint Cleaning on Instagram, and then use JODY15 at checkout. And you know, we repeat these cliches to ourselves, you know, like you're made to do hard things, et cetera. But what do they really change? Do we really believe it? Do we really believe we were made to do hard things? I tell myself this all the time, and I tell my kids, and I know it's true. I know I am made to do hard things until I really don't want to do them. And that's what I've noticed. In this Gina Livy method, we have some days where we tweak our meals and we do some interesting things. And wow, my desire is really strong. And when I don't want to do something, I'm usually not going to do it. So suddenly I'm faced with my own will, a super strong will, like I said, that I'm proud of. And yeah, I do a lot of hard things. I have hard conversations with people I love or people I'm in business with. I can sing in front of 3,000 people, and I have. I moved to a new province, started a new job, left my family behind, managed 5 offices across the island. I traveled to Europe alone at 21. I handle so many hard things well until I just don't want to. Can you see little 9-year-old you putting your foot down? Can you see 9-year-old Jody putting her foot down when she really doesn't want to do the thing? And it looks less cute at 40, and it's still the same. It's still the same. So like I said, I've had this episode on my to-do list for 4 weeks, and I hope you appreciate that irony, because my excuses, I had a lot of excuses. So what I've come to notice is that my strong will is stronger than my good intentions, but only in certain areas. In a lot of the areas, I will still find success, but the ones I seem to want the most are the hardest ones. So ask yourself this. Think about where you're most likely to procrastinate. For me, it's when I'm really insecure about what the next thing is that I'm going to attempt. When the insecurity is really heightened, I often substitute the hard thing with some crappy, lackluster substitute. For example, I really wanted to redo the intro for this podcast. I had purchased some music, which meant that I had to edit and layer the music with a voice memo in GarageBand. And even though my good friend Lindsay told me this was not hard, I for a couple months took the easy way out and just added my free background music, and which I didn't love, and I half-assed it. And then last week I was like, no, you have to do this thing. You paid $50 American for this song. You are going to go, you're going to do a new intro. And I sat on my computer for 3 hours, and I really sat in the discomfort, in the insecurity of not knowing what I was doing. And what made me even more angry is I literally couldn't figure out a question to put into YouTube to figure out how to get a video that would show me how to do what I needed to do. Sometimes the question you need to ask to figure out the answer, you can't even figure out how to ask the question. And I notice that when I am faced with tech issues. And I've said I feel like a 70-year-old woman trying to send an e-transfer, except something way harder than an e-transfer. And I don't have a 30-year-old child to be like, can you help me? I had a 12-year-old that I was like, can you please help me with this? And he did look at it and he tried, but I still had to figure it out myself. The feeling of success when I got that intro recorded, it's not perfect. Don't listen too closely, but I worked really hard on that. And the next day, a friend of mine online said, I could have done that for you. Like, you could pay me when you want to do that, and I could do it for you. And there was this little part of me that was like, but now I know how. Now I know how to do it. It's not perfect. Much like editing this podcast, every time I do it, I get better. Year 3, someone told me the other day, I went back to the beginning of your podcast. I'm like, why? Why do people do that? Don't go back to the beginning. Just tune in now. You don't need to see my shitty first draft. You don't need to see that. But they were like, wow, your sound and everything is so much better. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Because the more I do it, the better it gets. And that's how we are with everything. I don't know if many of you have read the book Mindset by Carol Dweck, but it is a mind-altering book. It really cracked me open and explained a lot of parts of my childhood and my success or limited success because of a fixed mindset. So Carol talks about fixed mindset and growth mindset. Fixed mindset is I suck at math. It's not I struggle with math. It's like, no, I suck at math. I'm never going to be good at this. This is not for me. Versus I find this hard. I'm pushing through. I'm growing and learning every day. And so I have a fixed mindset on certain things and a pretty good growth mindset on others. And Carol has a quote from her book and she says, "What did you learn today? What mistake did you make that taught you something? What did you try hard at today?" And it just makes me think we need to look through a different lens. We need to switch our perspective. We need to do that hard stuff first. And then think about it. What did I learn today? What mistake did I make that taught me something? What did I try hard at today? That is something to be so proud of. And I am so proud now that I recorded this intro, did it myself, layered music through GarageBand. And I will tell you, you know, when you hover your mouse, your cursor over certain things, and some of the ones in GarageBand don't light up and tell you what that symbol means. So it was really frustrating for me. It honestly was. And so thinking about, I want to be a person with a growth mindset. I want to look at these things like, I don't know how to edit this. I don't know how to create an ad to have a co-host. I don't know how to do these things, but what is the next little step? I listened to this book recently called Mini Habits. And I'm noticing a trend in the personal development books I'm reading, but Mini Habits basically said, like, make a mini habit that you're going to do one push-up a day. Because one push-up will frequently lead to two push-ups or 10 push-ups or a whole gym session. You start by with a goal of one, and then it's the action leads to inspiration. So challenges present endless opportunities for growth, and they build confidence in what other challenges we might be able to overcome when we see what is possible. And how good does it feel to conquer a new skill? Sitting around and waiting to be motivated is pointless. You need to take action. And in Ed Milet's book, The Power of One More, which is the best book ever, by the way, and I'm going to read it every year, he says, with everything you do this week, when you think you are done, remind yourself to do one more. Do one more rep in the gym. Go one more day without a drink. Make one more phone call. Read one more chapter. Give one more hug. Close one more deal. What if you just decided to do one thing per day towards that ugly goal you've had for 3 years? Obviously, I believe you could do way more than that, but that's precisely what stopped us before. So do one thing. Objects in motion stay in motion, so you need to get moving. And action precedes motivation. In these areas, you need to take a step first. Mark Manson from The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F says, if we follow the do something principle, failure seems unimportant. When any result is regarded as progress and important, when inspiration is a reward rather than a prerequisite, we propel ourselves ahead. We feel free to fail, and that failure moves us forward. So all of this to say, you and I can move the needle forward in the areas where we feel the most insecure. Step one, we just need to start. Start by writing out three things in your life where the needle never moves and you want it to the most, but you are the most stuck. Maybe it's your marriage, and maybe the first thing you can do is get yourself into counseling. Maybe it's your parenting. Maybe it's, I don't know, something at work. Maybe it's the next level in your career. Maybe it's writing a book. Get 200 ugly words down on paper and don't judge them. Make it a goal every day to sit for 5 minutes. Do one push-up. I don't know what it is. And then sit in the discomfort and the insecurity. Because I feel like that's something we look to get out of all the time. And if we could learn to sit in that and feel it, it'll become easier to be uncomfortable. So feel it. Google solutions. Ask yourself, if someone asked me what to do in this situation, what would I tell them? This is super weird, but it works. If your kid asked you what should the next step be, what would you tell them? And then we need to feel the heaviness of it. Ask yourself, where is this coming up in your life? Where are the other places in your life where your will is stronger than your desire for growth? It's like your desire to be right is sometimes stronger than your desire for a healthy relationship. So ask yourself, where do you feel this heaviness? Where do you need to sit in it so that you can grow and move and push past it? We need to keep doing one more thing, starting super small. Don't set lofty to-do lists. Just do one more thing and then do another thing and then another thing. And pretty soon, we're going to have a will that matches our why. And our excuses will be basically irrelevant. And then we'll find a new problem. Mark Manson says we're always upgrading our problems for new problems. That's the whole goal of life. And so I hope this resonates with you. I hope this, I mean, we all struggle with excuses. We all struggle with our will not matching our why. And maybe you need to rewrite your why. Maybe your why isn't strong enough for whatever it is that you want in your life. But I personally, I think you're worth it. And I think you're worth doing the work. Thanks for tuning in. I hope this impacts you. Please rate and review. Send me a DM if you want to talk more about this and go be the change you want to see in the world. Have an awesome day. Lose control, shake.